A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear. What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Parrish Sharde Dunbar, and I'm super excited that you're here. A Great Life Podcast is a listening space that explores growth and fresh perspective through God's Word. Because the way I see it is simple. The process is always the same. It just looks different based on where you are, what you know, and what you got. But regardless of it all, you deserve to live a great life. So welcome, welcome. So today I read a scripture on the Bible app, and it was Isaiah 26:3. This is the King James Version. And it stated, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." In other words, you are granted perfect peace when you trust in the Lord. So today I just wanted to hop on here and be your friendly reminder that it's okay to rest. Even when it doesn't make sense, it's okay to rest. Sometimes your body might be telling you that. Sometimes you can actually be so mentally exhausted that you just need rest. And don't feel guilty about needing rest. The Lord always reminds us to be anxious about nothing and instead to come to Him in prayer. And in doing that, you will be granted the peace that surpasses all understanding. When I read that scripture this morning, I was reminded about the peace that surpasses all understanding and how I get to walk in it on a daily basis. And when I had time to really reflect on that, I just felt so blessed. I mean, let's face it, I've had my fair share of adversity. I lost my grandma. I work in an industry that has been up and down because I'm an actor. Not to mention, I actually moved from my hometown right before a pandemic hit. Yeah, I mean, obviously it would be easy to keep going and going, but the truth is, the past few years haven't been easy. I was actually at dinner a few nights ago with some friends, and one of them mentioned that I didn't look stressed. Now, on one end, it's like, amen, okay, I don't look like what I've been through. But on a deeper note, my heart was full because I knew what I had been through. I always love this saying that says, I don't look like what I've been through. Because to not look like what you've been through is truly a blessing from up above. But anyways, needless to say, suffering is a part of elevation. It just is what it is. But just because you suffer doesn't mean you have to be tormented. It doesn't mean that you can't have peace on a daily basis. Now, one would say, okay, I hear you, girl. I hear you, but how? Surrender. Surrender and relinquish all control. A lot of times we truly believe we are in control of a certain narrative, but we really aren't. And the truth is, the battle is the Lord's, it's not ours. That is the absolute truth. So if you're going through a situation that's just simply not serving you, let it go. Surrender it. There's a song that goes, "Not by my might, but by your power. By your spirit, God, by your spirit, God." By Tasha Cobbs, you know. I'm sure you know the song. "Not by my might, but by your power." And then we know scriptures that say, "Greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world." And then we're reminded that the same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead is the same spirit that dwells in us. And when Jesus died on a cross, he gave us power and authority over scorpions, over snakes, over powers in the air, he gave us authority over things that weren't going to serve us. So, no, things aren't always going to go the way that you want them to go. I know. I do a lot of auditions. And I'm like, ah, I know I got this one in the bag. And I won't even get a call back. But one thing I've learned and I've grown to master, and I'm so grateful for this, is once I do what I need to do, which is the audition process, whatever that looks like, whether it's in person or a self-tape, I leave it there. If it's in person, I leave it at the door when I leave. If it's a self-tape, I leave it in the submission box and I just forget all about it. And praise God, if I get a call back in a few days that says, you're booked. But if I don't, I forgot about it. Because I now understand that it is just beyond my capacity to control. But what I do know is that I'll never go without, because the Lord is exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. And so I love that that particular scripture talks about trust. Trusting is very, very important. When you're going through something and when you're not, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In my case, dang, I'm not getting any callbacks. That's my own understanding. But what I'm learning is perseverance. I'm learning consistency. My ability to memorize is strengthening. I'm understanding roles that I actually want and don't want. But also, I'm learning the power of surrenderance. And guess what? I haven't went without. I haven't went without at all. What we have in mind won't always be what it turns out to be. But if you trust in God in all that you do, you will be granted the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that will walk with you every single day. You can unapologetically rest, do your daily tasks, stay focused, stay the course, and go where God has told you to go. You'll be able to put the burdens down that aren't serving you. You'll be able to stop worrying about people whom you can't control, situations that you can't control. You'll truly have peace. My prayer for you today, if you hear this podcast, is I pray that you have peace. I pray you have so much peace, exceeding abundant peace that covers your life, that covers your doings, that covers your thoughts, that covers your heart, your friendships, your actions. I pray so much ridiculous peace over you today. Because whether or not you believe you deserve to be in peace, you do. And God has promised us that. So for the last time, Isaiah 26:3, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Or in other words, God will keep you in perfect peace when your mind is on God. Because a person whose mind is on God is a person that trusts God. So trust him, because you deserve to live a great life. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. I truly pray this episode has blessed you. If you'd like to follow me on socials, you can follow me on Instagram at Paris Chardet or on YouTube at A Great Life. Well, until next time, God bless. Don't stress.
It's Paris.
Peace. I'm super excited because I am finally introducing you to my book called The Nightly Affirmation Journal. I created it for people who want to change their life, but simply don't know where to start. Here's the thing. The process is always the same. It just looks different based off where you are, what you know, and what you got. Get The Nightly Affirmation Journal on my website. You can get the physical copy, a digital download, or even the Kindle. Either way, start your reimagination transformation today, because you deserve to live a great life. Peace.